So I've completed my preparatory exercises. As I said, I'm here in the dark, feeling sexy with you. So I thought I would, I don't know, I'll talk dirty for a little while. I'll use my imagination. Let's see what I come up with. Use your imagination along with me. Yeah. So we'll put you somewhere relaxing. Picture yourself. Whether it's your bedroom, your sofa, a grassy meadow with the sun, the warm sun shining down on you, wherever you're comfortable. Imagine yourself on your tummy, and you're feeling good, but I really want you to feel better. So I nuzzle up next to you, my hands start wandering over your body. Maybe I start by just grazing my fingernails up the backs of your knees and up your thighs, across your beautiful, beautiful ass, up the small of your back, all the way up your spine. And then... And then my lips find your back of your neck, your upper back, all over back there. Maybe finding your ears, giving you a gentle whisper. Maybe my tongue just gently on your ear. Just a flick, just a little tease, right? And returning to your neck and kissing across your upper back. My hands wandering, like, down your rib cage, down your sides. Of course, as always, across your hip bones, just making those goosebumps rise from your skin. That nice, warm feeling, like a nice, warm hug with me right there. Just resonating through your body. And doesn't that feel good? Yeah. Me gently kissing you in my hands, touching you just how you want to be touched. And maybe you turn your head my way and your lips would meet mine. And I would probably, maybe, if I wasn't turned on when I nuzzled up next to you, I probably would be by now. So my kisses would get a little hungrier. Maybe I'd incorporate my teeth in a little bit, yeah. Some nibbles on your neck. The nibbles on your ears. My teeth just gently, gently grazing them. Not even as my breath feels stronger on your ears than my teeth and my tongue. Doesn't that sound good? Yeah. Oh, my hands would probably wander up your back and maybe press and loosening up those muscles, because I do have really, really strong hands and I give great massages. My hands would press in, easing up your back, loosening those muscles up to your neck. You love how my strong hands feel, don't you, beautiful? I know you do, because they are completely focused on pleasing you right now. And they made me wander. No, not wander. I press my thumb and, you know, index and middle fingers on either side of your spine, just loosening up those muscles one more time. Oh, and my hands would wander and rub down your lower back, kind of down your lower back, right above your ass, working those muscles in your lower back to get kind of sore from time to time. So I'd stop there for a little bit. And of course, I couldn't keep my hands off your beautiful ass. So I'd squeeze and really work those muscles kind of deep. Maybe just depending where I was grabbing, maybe my pinky or my index finger might graze close to your asshole. Fuck. Working those muscles out. Maybe my hands moving down to your upper thighs. Squeezing there. Yeah. Oh, maybe my fingers just gently reaching for the opening of your pussy, seeing if it's wet for me. And I really, really hope it is. But if not, well, I probably have a few other tricks up my sleeve, don't I? So, I would place my hands on your back with my lips. My hands would just keep wandering down your ass, down your thighs, down the backs of your legs. My nails stopping, kind of tickling you a little bit in the backs of your knees. Those are called erogenous zones. Many of them are because nerve endings are a little closer to the surface of the skin. And your boy, being interested in medical science and all things sexual, I know where they are. So touching you on all those places that feels so good. And those goosebumps beating on your skin, my lips work down your spine. down your tailbone, down to your ass. Maybe I take a nipple or two while I'm down there. But that's not where I'm going to stay, even though it's really, really hard because I really love eating ass. So I would want to stay there and eat your ass, but not quite yet, because it's all in the build, right? You know, you don't want someone to just go right for it sometimes. And sometimes you do, of course, but, you know, when you're really feeling like having a nice fucking evening in, if you know what I mean, if you have a few hours to devote to it, starting with a long tease like this is really enjoyable, right? So I would restrain myself a little bit for your pleasure. And my lips would continue down the backs of your legs, because I know lips and gentle nipples and tongues and hot breath feel really, really great down there. And those nails on the backs of your knees would be replaced by my lips, gentle, fluttering kisses, and I would have both of my hands full of your ass right now, firm in my fucking grasp while I was down there, because I love how it feels in my hands. I love how you feel against me. Isn't that a great feeling? The person you're fucking consumed with desire for, their body up against yours, it feels so good, you know, feeling their warmth against you. Fuck. No, and feeling your legs twitch a little bit and your hips wiggle and you your breath quickening a little bit, you trying to press me off of you, because maybe that tickles, and I know it does, so I let up just a little bit. I grab you by the knees and I fucking spread them apart and insert myself, and I reach around to the fronts of your legs, to your hips, and I angle your ass up, because I want to fucking taste you. I want to eat your fucking ass, and I want to eat your pussy, because I fucking love how you taste. I love how you smell. So just fucking abide me if you don't like your ass eaten, because I would go up and I'd have to fucking taste you. But what I want is to make you fucking come. I really, really want to fucking make you come. So I angle your hips up a bit more. You're feeling those strong fucking hands on your hips, pressing you into my mouth. And I love this angle, because it feels a little bit different, right? When, you know, someone works your clit from a different angle, or maybe you change up your masturbation technique or use a new toy. Yeah, I mean, it feels a little different. It's a little novelty, right? So having your pussy eaten from the back, I mean, if you don't get that all the time, it feels kind of good. So it feels kind of good if I'm doing it anyway. I'll prop you into my face and in my lower lip and pull your hood back and my tongue and flick across your clit, from that different angle. From that different angle, it feels fucking so good. And then I am pressing my face into your fucking cunt because I love how you smell. Again, you're fucking just dripping all over my face. My God. Oh, having my face just covered in you. Fuck. That would explain why I'm raging fucking hard right now. And I would be in that moment, of course. And that's why I fucking love to eat pussy. How could you not fucking love to eat pussy? I mean, if you like pussy, like the smell and the taste of pussy, smell and taste of your pussy. Christ. Ugh. Sorry. But I press you into my face, and then I gently suck and tongue your clit just how you fucking like, because everyone's a little bit different, and I love to adjust my technique to suit your needs. Fast, slow, altering the pressure, sucking, nibbling, flicking my tongue, maybe taking slow, deliberate licks. However you liked it. Meanwhile, my face just buried in your pussy and ass. And I'm in heaven right now, pressing you into me with my strong hands, feeling you get there. God, in this position, I can kind of just. I really love this position because I can fucking manhandle you. I really, really like that. And not just because I want to get rough, but I just want to put you exactly where I want you because I want you to fucking come as hard as humanly possible. And I want you to get that right fucking angle. And that angle you didn't know would feel so good. I want to fucking put you there. That's why I love eating your pussy from the back like this. Pressing those hips into my mouth, angling them up just a bit more. You arching your back, pressing your ass off the bed and your fucking cunt into my mouth. Yeah, so a little excited on my end here, but fuck, I would want you coming. I would want you fucking screaming my name or moaning my name, or however you in that moment could say it. Or maybe if you're just kind of lost in the moment, whatever that is, I want to fucking, God, I want to watch you and I want to hear you let go. Don't be quiet around me. I want you to let it out. Whatever you want to say is dirty. And God, if fuck if you're like talking dirty to me. If you're telling me how good it feels, I love to hear how good it feels. I want to hear how I'm fucking pleasing you. So I, God, if you were telling me how good it feels, how fucking close you were to coming. And then I lick your pussy like no one else you thought ever fucking could. That's what I need to get fucking in that hazy fucking lust fueled state where I am going to put a fucking on you. Oh, sweetheart, I'm going to just fucking wreck. I'm going to wreck your fucking pussy, and you're gonna fucking feel me tomorrow. And every time you move, sitting in your chair at the office or wherever you are, you're gonna fucking feel me, and you're gonna bite your lower lip. And I'm not really gonna describe that fucking, but I don't think I really need to. Well, I hope you've had a nice experience and it's been great.